From global investment to global warming, experts from a wide range of fields are meeting in Dubai to discuss three fundamental principles: strengthening economies, enhancing security, and ensuring sustainability. It's the second time the event's been held in the city, and World Economic Forum Managing Director Andre Schneider believes this year's summit will be more productive than last year's.
This endeavor has taken this year an even more importance, given that when we met the first time last year, we were in the middle of the crisis, and I think it was kind of very difficult for many of the participants to get the distance to understand what are the right actions to take or what could be done.
Organizers say the summit comes at a time when much of the world feels let down by those in charge. And they say the financial crisis has only highlighted the structural weaknesses of global institutions. World Economic Forum Senior Advisor Lord Malik Brown believes the current sentiment will breed change.
Crisis creates malleability, a moment of opportunity to introduce new ideas, to ring changes in the global system. So I think this meeting in Dubai takes place in the aftermath of a very difficult year, but provides, because of that, an opportunity to really introduce or start to form some really interesting proposals, which will have a much more positive reception amongst global leaders and others than would be the case in more normal times.
Leaders at the summit include three Nobel laureates and hundreds of public figures drawn from civil society, including NGOs, think tanks, and international organizations. They each have been placed into one of 75 councils dedicated to a specific issue, including food security, trade, and even faith. Over the course of the summit, each council will define its own priorities. Then members from other groups will meet to find points of common interest. By the end of the summit, all the suggestions will be used to formulate a final recommendation that will form the basis of discussions at World Economic Forum Davos in January. Philip Walter Wellman for VOA News, Dubai.